I'm sure that they're going to, you know, they're going to be a long ways from the Titans locker room. Now, what they do in their house and what they talk about, you know, with her hosting, is that what it was?
Her music career and hosting.
Yes, music and hosting and what they do with their kids and all. I think that, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they could do.
But here's the difference, though, because we talked about this in our pre-show meeting, and you were bringing up Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and
all
that crap.
It's all the same to me.
But here's where I think it's different. With an E! Television show, E! Literally makes their money by making drama of things that are not serious. Like, the Kardashians is their biggest thing, right, on E! Ian, you got to back me up because I don't watch this channel. So, the Kardashians...
If it's not NHL Network, bro, I'm struggling too.
Okay. So, the Kardashians are like their main show. And even though the three of us probably don't watch the Kardashians, I think we can all agree it's pretty stupid, right? Like, the whole premise of it, it seems ridiculous, and you get all these basketball players involved, and it's just drama that doesn't need to happen. And they make millions of dollars off of it. And what I'm worried about is you're going to see the same type of drama on this show, that made-up just trash. You're going to see that same thing. And what I worry about is something like, Eric and I are not talking right now because Eric is really struggling with the fact that he and the new wide receivers coach aren't getting along. Bam, there's a story. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's, again, once again, everything that's in the locker room stays in the locker room.
Which on Twitter, if
it doesn't, then you cross the line.
I don't even want to risk that. I just say, look, no reality TV show, or you're out of here.
Well, I think
you are the fourth string wide receiver.
I think you risk that with any team, that anybody that's got a Twitter. I mean, a guy can be driving home and Twitter out, I'm really ticked off at my receiver coach. And just leave it at that, you know, and then is there a story? Yeah, there's a potential story. That's why at New England, and I don't know what John and Mike do here, but I mean, at New England, you don't see Twitters come out of that locker
room.
You
also don't see reality television shows.
Or reality television shows or any of those kinds of things. The key is the line is drawn, you know, at the football. Football and your life, you can do what you want to with your life. It's your free time. Go ahead and do it. You know, have fun. If you can make a career out of it, congratulations and all that. But here is the line.
But the press release, the first line of it, literally says that season 3 will follow Jessie juggling her music career and her hosting duties and expanding her businesses when Eric unexpectedly changes football teams and signs with the Titans. The football is there. The football is now in there, and you can marginalize it however you want. You can say, well, you know, they won't be on the practice facility, or they won't get practice film, or they won't be. That's fine, but you are opening yourself up, because what if now Casey wants to have a show, and so he goes to another network, and he goes and gets a show, and now I want people to put football first.
I agree, but this may be a shock to you, but how many guys of your age do you know that have time, spend time on the Facebook? I mean, in your phone all the time.
But Floyd, there's a difference. On Twitter, if Eric Decker tweets on Twitter, there is one person who decides what's tweeted and tweets it, and it's Eric Decker. He's the only one. But in these shows, they get your producers, and these producers will ask questions, and they'll wait for you to say something, and they'll take it out of context, and they'll run it on the show, and it will become a big deal. I watched that happen with Jordan Rodgers last year. I watched things get taken out of context and blown up out of proportion, and the difference being Jordan Rodgers wasn't on a team. Eric Decker is on a team, and if you want to be a part of the team, you need to think about the team, not my reality TV show. That, to me, is just, it set me through the roof when I saw that, because what it tells me is Eric Decker wants to be on the Titans so that they can put this show together, and he's more concerned about the personal life and being a celebrity, in my mind, than he is about trying to win football games. So,
well, I mean, you could say, but what about the guy that's got the kid that's got cancer? Who's he worried? Do you think he's thinking about the football team every single second of the day?
I'm okay with you putting, like, emergency family situations. over football. But, I'm not okay with you putting the E channel over football. Those are two totally different things.
They're different, but they're the same.
So are you for it or against it? Are you for it or against the show?
As long as he keeps it out of the football facility, he can do whatever he wants.
That sounds like a for it.
That's I don't know. You can call it for or against it. He can't. He's not going to do anything with football. And now this would be my rule. Football world is over here. You're whatever it is you're doing is over there. Keep it over there. Nothing comes over here. Everything's fine.
Well, it has it in the press release that, you know, the Titans are in that press release, which makes me think football is going to be on some level a part of it. So for it or against it, yay or nay?
Again, as long as it's not part of the locker room, I don't care what he does.
Ian Safar, yay or nay, in or out?
I'm kind of with Floyd on this one.
I'm totally out. Out. I call Eric Decker right now, and I say, Eric, what do you want? Do you want to be on the team or you want to do the show? Pick.